I've always felt a bit self-conscious about the random junk that I have knocking around in my house. I mean, I can't bear to throw out Granny's old colander or the cookbooks I haven't opened in years or the baby teeth in the dresser drawer. Do I know exactly whose teeth they are? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I do not. I am, without question, retaining items that are beyond my practical remit. God, sorry, where are my manners? My name is Annabelle Crabb. I'm an ABC journalist, writer, and host of a new podcast called History or Hoarding. It's about the stuff that we hang on to and why. Making this podcast is definitely not an excuse for me to avoid tidying up. Because in the last few months, I've been hanging out somewhere fascinating at Australia's oldest library, a venerable collecting institution turning 200 this year, one which I always casually assumed to be filled with books and only books. But to my dizzy delight, I find that this place, the State Library of New South Wales, has floors and floors and floors of underground storage space, secret stacks, in which is packed an absolute galaxy of stuff. In fact, of the 6 million items in this library's collection, 4 million are not books. Some of it is proper treasure.
Look at this, it's a sword.
Stuff that belonged to famous people.
Henry Lawson, we've got his hat, we've got his tobacco, we've got his pipe, we've got his pencil. You could almost sort of put him back together again if you wanted to.
But there's also stuff they've hidden at times because it's inconvenient or rude.
Wait, is there like a discreet porn section?
No, there isn't a discreet porn section.
Is there an indiscreet porn section? Also, an unusually large collection of human hair. To be honest, I'm absolutely staggered by the scale and scope of the stuff this place keeps. And guess what the best bit is? Once something's accepted into this collection, library policy is that they keep it forever.
Forever.
Yeah, we don't throw things out.
Obviously, this makes me feel a lot better about my own comparably low-level little problem. Because being here has made me think a lot more deeply about what we keep and why. This place is like a hive mind of shared memory. Everything in here, every letter, every photograph, every tweet, every filament of hair, has been kept because it contains a story. The story of us. Not just the fancy version of us or the perfect version of us, but the real us. The us contained in the detritus we leave behind and yet can't bring ourselves to throw away. Here on History or Hoarding, we kind of dive in and pull out just a few of these stories. Stories that live locked away in the deep subterranean archives of the nation's oldest library. And there are some great stories buried there. Like the library coin heist, orchestrated in the 1970s by a ballroom dancing patron who charmed the pants off the librarians with fast talk and French champagne.
He had an amazing number of aliases.
Or like the several hundred broken shards of a hugely significant and fragile artifact that accidentally smashed.
And can you imagine being the person who came in the next day and saw this?
But over decades, became a triumph of determination and snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. But best of all, we're going to meet some incredible people. People who have taken on this weird job of keeping our national memory. Anyway, it's all coming up here on History or Hoarding, where there will not be a single shh.
What's going on?
No, libraries haven't been quiet places for ages. I prefer the noise.
Coming soon to ABC Listen or wherever you get/hoard your podcasts. Follow or favourite History or Hoarding and never miss an episode.